And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. And it is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And in Huron County, a proposed update to Lake Township's recreational vehicle ordinance has been put on hold following strong public opposition. During a crowded Planning Commission meeting on Wednesday night, residents voiced concerns and repeatedly questioned the reason behind changes. The proposal would have required property owners to obtain a temporary use permit each time an RV is used for short-term camping. Officials say the rest of the ordinance would have remained largely unchanged from rules that have been in place since 1992. No timeline has been announced for when the proposal may be revisited. A 72-year-old Saginaw County man is back behind bars facing multiple felony charges. Authorities say A.J. Strobel was lodged in the Saginaw County Jail on May 8th. He has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, one of the most serious sex offense charges under Michigan law. If convicted, Strobel could face a maximum penalty of life in prison on each count. Court records indicate the case is now moving through the judicial process with further hearings to be expected. Details surrounding the allegations, including when and where the incidents are alleged to have occurred, have not yet been fully released publicly. First-degree criminal sexual conduct charges in Michigan typically involve allegations of sexual assault, with aggravating factors such as the victim's age or the use of force. Officials have not yet released additional info at this time. In Huron County District Court today, Friday, May 8th, 2026, Mark Joseph Zyla waived his right to a preliminary examination in four felony cases: 26207FY, 26208FY, 26209FY, and 26199FY. Three counts individually, each one for delivery of methamphetamine. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rutkowski, had offered a plea deal. Under the offer, Zyla would plead guilty of charges in cases 207, 208, and 209, including a habitual offender third offense designation. And the prosecution agreed not to seek consecutive sentencing or further habitual offender notices, and to dismiss case 26199FY. Zyla would pay full restitution for controlled buys. Defense attorney Michelle Siv confirmed Zyla's waiver. The court found Zyla's waiver to be knowing, voluntary, and understanding. However, he did not accept the plea deal at this time. His attorney said that she hopes to continue negotiating the offer, and Zyla is now bound over to the circuit court for arraignment on Monday, June 1st at 9 a.m. Bond conditions remain unchanged. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.